Tana Rabbanan, Lechem Oini, Prat Mechalot Ulaashisha. What is Cholot? Sarashi said, is Koldir Bechashivasu. Cholot means that the dough was scalded with boiling water, or the flour was scalded with boiling water. Bechashivasu. And this is the end result is that the lechem that comes out after this process is kosher. Prat lecholot ula ashisha. Ashisha Rashi says, gluska gedoila, a large matzah. Yachel lo yeitze, because it says lechem ayni. This is the first one, cholot is a delicacy, so it's not lechem ayni. Nashisha also, since it's a very large, tremendous matzah, it's also not lechem ayni. Yochel lo yeitze adam yedeche vasoi elo bepasadro. So if it says lechem ayni, so we'll take it kipshutai. There has to be mamish a lechem ayni. So one should only be yeitze with pasadro. Now what is pasadro? So Rashi says, Shenital kol hador, it doesn't have any hiddur whatsoever. The hadar was taken away from it. Bahainu pas kibber. Now there is a machlekes what Rashi means, and there is a machlekes bachlal what pas hador means. The Ran assumes that Rashi learned that pas hador means that this is a pas that is made out of musin, or subin. Pas that is made out of bran. There's no, the kernel of the wheat is not used at all. This is only made out of bran. And on this pshat, the Ran asks Akashe, so if it's made out of bran, the Ran says, we learned in Masechtas Challah that a dough or a bread that's made out of bran is potter from challah, because it doesn't have a teiras lechem. If you're only using the psalis from the kernel, you're not using the kernel at all, but it doesn't have a teiras lechem. So he asks, if it doesn't have a teiras lechem, so why do you have to say, so how can it be good? You need lechem on, you need lechem. That's the Ran's kasha. The Prichodosh wants to answer this kasha, but Takel, there's a special ribi lechem on. Takel, for chol ha-teiras kula doesn't have a teiras lechem. For challah, it doesn't have a teiras lechem, but here lechem only is sufficient. That's what the Prichodosh wants to say. The Ran wants to say, and others want to say, it could be Rashi, the Meiri, and that's what the Kabbalah Salam also, it could be Rashi means this also, that Hadra means that it wasn't separated, the Seilas was not separated from the Subin and Musin. That means the flower was a mixture of flour and bran also. That's called paskibo. So it's not a choshev pas. That already has a teiras lechem legabi challah also. There's a third mahalach in the Ramban that he wants to say pshat pas hadro means that the kernels were chewed up from worms. They were a grade B kernel.
So, Yochel lo yeitze adam yedei chayvosai ela bepasadro.
This is a real lechem oni.
Almed loyma matzois matzois ribe.
So we are marbe vafilu ke matzois shol shloim. Ke matzois shol shloim is a rashi shesh rayim unik. Loyma seilis nikia. Lagavi this nekude, this is not called ashira. If you have pure white flour, that's not called, that we have a matzis ribe, and you yaitse with this also. Im tein matal medloim alechem oini, prat lecholot ul ashisha. So we're memayit cholot, scalded, if the either the dough or the flour was scalded, or ashisha, a large matzah. Umay mashme dahay ashisha lishne dechshivusa,
the receive a yechalek lechol ha'om.
David HaMelech, when the oven was brought back, so he tzitelt for the om l'chol amayin Yisrael l'me'ish v'ad isha l'ish chalas lechem achas v'eshpo echod v'ashisha echos. V'omar avchonon bar abe eshpo echod mishisha bepo. Each person received 1/6 of a po. Ashisha echod mishisha be'efa. 1/6 of an efa. That's a lot. A efa is 288 bayim, so 1/6 would be 48 bayim. So that means the size of the chala was the size of 48 bayim. Pligi de Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel Ashisha Garba de Chamra. He had a different shot than Ashisha, that posik, the Siva Oyave Ashisha Anove. Al Koponim, Dachsach Mir de Biraloche says exactly how large this Kluska Gedoyle is. Lachaira does not mean there has to be Ashisha Sa'efa. The Gemara just wants to say that the Loshan Ashisha is Lishne de Chshivuse. The Ashisha of by David the Melch was 1/6 of an Efa, but it doesn't mean that if it's a little less than that, that it'll be good. Exactly, we have to know what the Shira is, but this Al-Kaponim is called Matzah Ashira. Tanu Rabbonon, Ein Oifin Pas Ovo BePesach Divrei BeShamay. BeShamay holds one is not permitted to bake a Pas Ovo. UBeis Hillel Matirin. The kama pas over, how thick does the matzah could be that it's permissible according to Beis Hillel? Omar Rav Huna tefach, that the maximum is a tefach. If you have a matzah that's thick a tefach, that's still good. Shekein motzinu belechem aponim tefach. By the lechem aponim, the lechem aponim, which also had to be matzahs, it wasn't chomets, also had a thickness of a tefach. So we see it is possible to have such a thick matzah, and it's still not chomet. Maskif lo Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef asked, im omru bezrizim, yoimru b'sheinam zrizim, how could you use the same dimensions which were used in the Beis HaMikdash for the Lechem Aponim for every other person? In the Beis HaMikdash there was zrizim, yoimru b'sheinam zrizim. Im omru bepas ameilo, yoimru bepas she'eino ameilo. Let us see Rashi. Bekama pas ovo tefach, befelohochi shoru beisilu. Avo tveimi tefach loy. More than a tefach is not permissible. Shekein motzinu belechem aponim, shu also lovei chomet. Lechem aponim was also to be chomet, kudem rinim bemenochet. Kol hamincha shatakrivu, L'rabbeis lechem aponim lechimutz, l'hazore shelo yachmitzu, that the lechem aponim was also not allowed to be chomitz, v'lohochi oivi dafnois of tefach, but the thickness of the dfonis were tefach, v'hainu lechem shohoyu loiponim, v'ein ponim psuchim p'chusim mitefach, the minimum shir of aponim is a tefach. So Rav Yosef asked, im omru vihitiru oivei tefach lizrizim kahanim shebikiyim bishimurei. They were baki out to make sure that it doesn't become chomet. Leyachmit yatiru lechol odom she'einom zrizim. That's number one. The oiskim, the misaskim, was zrizim. Number two, bepas amelo. The dough of the lechem aponim was very good duchkarbet. She'eino memaheres lahachmitz, it won't get chomets quickly. She'ameiloso ma'akvoso, the ameiles that they did to the dough, that they duchkarbet the dough, that made that it shouldn't become chomets. Ameilo kedisnan kol amenochais tuunin sholosh meyosh shifo v'chomesh meyosh beito. That the menachos needed 300 times that there should be shifa. Shifa was a shifshuf. They rubbed the dough,
and they were 500 times they were boyet in the dough, they pushed it in. There was a seder, it was one sheep, two beites, then two sheepes, and three beites. And that came out after to the cheshbon, so he ended up with 500 beites to 300 sheepes. Al kaponim, there was a meiridik amelis that was done with the dough, so therefore it wouldn't become chametz. Number three, im amru be'etzim yeveshin, yaimru be'etzim lachim. If the halacha was said in the Beis HaMikdosh that there the wood was completely dry, so it burnt better, so the person doesn't have such dry wood, so the fire, the fuel alone is not as good as the fuel that was existent in the Beis HaMikdosh. Be'etzim yeveshim rashi shesha yom evim oison mimois hachamo kedamrinim betaynis. The wood was only cut till Chamisha Osobo. Then it was Tosha Shkoicha Shalchamo, Blahayukirsim Eitzim Lamaroche. Then they stopped cutting Eitzim Lamaroche. It seems these Eitzim were also used for the, not only for the Maroche, it seems it was used also for the Tanur in the Beis HaMikdash. So Memele, so, one doesn't have such dry eitzim. Im omru betanur ham, yoimru betanur tzoinon. The prashi betanur ham, bechol yoim tomid oyum masikim tanur shal mikdash. It was constantly in use. Lafiyas menochais, velach mei toide, and then bishal matres hoyo, kidoma bezvochem beperik dam chatos. That's the next time. Im omru betano shal matches, yoimru betano shal cheres. So memele, so Rav Yosef esta kashe, you can't use the shiurim, which were used in the Beis HaMikdash for the lechem upon him, for a stamazei abalabos that makes matzes. So the biraloch ha-tainis, so the pashtis, aloshen, whatever so is gewissen, that Rav Yosef tainis, that If Passover is permissible according to Beis Hillel, but there's no raya that will be permissible with a sheer tefach. The chayr it could be over, but it has to be less than a tefach. Omar Rab Yirmiye bar Abba she'ilis es Rebbe b'yichud. I asked my Rebbe, I asked him, how did he learn pshat in Passover? Umonai Rab, the Rebbe of Rab Yirmiye was Rab. B'yichud Rashi has two pshatim, either b'ynei l'b'yni, we're alone, or b'biru. I asked him, how did he learn pshat in Passover? Or we have a different lashon. Ike d'amri Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Omar Rav she'ilis es Rebbe b'yichud. That Rav said, I asked my Rebbe b'yichud, amonei Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My Passover. What is Passover? And they told them, pas merube. It means pas merube. A lot of pas. Amai kori lei pas over. So why do you say the pas is over? That means here we're not speaking about, so why is it called thick? It means you're not allowed to make a lot of breads. We'll see exactly what the tzir is and what the machlekes is. But if it's speaking about a lot of bread, so that does not have to the thickness of the bread. Am I calling it Passover? Because you make a thick dough. You make a, so that's why we're really, when the matzahs are made, they're not made so thick. But we're speaking about the dough. If you're making a lot of them, so you have a thick dough. Viboyi saime ba'asri daitane lepas merube Passover korile. He called Pas Merubi, called the Passover. That was that was his oifen of expression. Passover was Pas Merubi. Frekte Gemore, good. So now we say that Pas Merubi is also. My time, according to Beis Shammai, according to Zalot Smuta, Imishim de Katorach Tirche de Leitzorich, is because there's an Isor Tirche, it's a Tirche that is not necessary, Ma'iriye bePesach. Afilu b'yontev nami. So it's not a Pesach dekeshayla. If it's the Iser is mitzat tirche, so it's a yontev dekeshayla. And the Gemara ain't noch a nami. Vaitane b'yontev shal Pesach koi. The Tane God, when he said this aloche, was Pesach. So he said, "Ein oifen pas over be Pesach," but he didn't mean Pesach out the Issa Chomet Shabbat. He meant Pesach. This was a dogma of one of the Yomim type. Tanya nami hochi be shame oimrim ein oifen pas over be Yomtev. One is not permitted to bake pas over be Yomtev or be silo matir. So we see it is not a Pesach the kishel, a Yomtev the kishel. Zogt Rashi. Pas merure harbe charorim biyachad. A lot of charorim, a lot of small kichalach. V'lav mishum chimutz noket lo, not als chimutz, ube charorim dakim koma. And we're speaking about charorim dakim, so the bialoch is medayk from this Rashi, that fakert, the gemara fell off. There's no heter of pas over. Fakert, if we cannot bring a raya from the lechem upon him, so fakert, we don't know. Becharom dakim koma, fakert, and over, we don't have a heter. Mishim dekot torach tilche deloy tzorichu, ishtereach atilche deloy tzorich. We'll see again in later what exactly this means. Beyichud beinoy lebeini. Rabbi de Rabbi Yirmiyeh Rav, Rabbi de Rav, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Lishna achina b'yichud b'biru, k'mei b'yodu b'yichud sheshom oren nignas. B'lishek sheloshen oysa ovehi ha'isek shekula b'yachad. That means, the dough altogether is a thick dough. Then from this thick dough, you make a lot of small charor. Hochi garsinin, tanya nami hochi, b'shami oimri v'neifim pas ove b'yontiv, v'loi garsinin b'peisach. Tanya nami hochi, the lav mishum chomets nokat, ala mishum tilche. The hocha loitona pesach. Says yontif. Ubeisilu matirim zaktaisvis, taime de beisilu kidi amrinen, maremes isha va oife tano mole kikris. Afal pi she ein tzricho rak le kikerecha. But the Gemara says in Beye that an Isha, like this is an Israel to be oifen miyontev lechel. But there's an oifen that one can do this. Meremes Isha boifen tano mole kikres, afa bishen tzricha lakl kikrechot. So what is the harome? The harome is because they had small tanurim, and the Isha used to be placed on the Doifen Atano, used to be medabika to the Doifen Atano. Now, the more Isais there were in the Tano, so the more concentrated was the heat of the Tano, and it was able to bake better, because there was less space, so memele, the kikreis baked better. So memele, so that is the svara of Beisilu, so even though you're not baking it letzairech, even though be'etzim, the roiv of the kikris which are being baked are not le'tzoirech yontiv, but since there is a tzoirech yontiv, that the kikra which will be used for yontiv will taste better since it was better baked, so there's also has a locha of a tzoirech yontiv, and it is permissible. But to make and bake another shift is ichalosa, because that's, you're baking beyond of lechel. The whole shaila is that here when I have a heta of tzairich yontev because it's going to bake better, is it permissible? It would seem the svara of Beishamai is not the etzem aloche. It would seem could be Beishamai is also moide, that is considered a tzeirich yontev. And that seems in the Gemara, mishum de katorach tilcha de loy tzorich. It seems beishamai asad al the tilcha sheboy. That means it is not kedai to make so, since the only gain one is receiving from these roiv pitais is that this one is being baked better, it is not kedai the tilcha in order for to get for this revach. So he asked it al tich, not al tmeloche. And Beis Hillel holds it is mutter. That is one mahalach in Pas Merube. The Ram says, a different shot. The Ram wants to say, Alevadai af b'mashet zorich loy. We're speaking about not he's baking extra bread. Alevadai af b'mashet zorich loy nechlekul b'shamei u'b'silu b'pas merube. The amount of bread that is needed l'tzorich yontev is he allowed to bake it in one shift. The b'shamei oizrim lefeis pas merube b'bas achas mipnei shetil chosoi merube. You can't. That means if you need 20 bulkalach now, that's a big job to do it. You'll need it for today. So don't get it all over and done with now. So the rest of the yontif, you can sit back and enjoy the yontif. No, this ribuy afiyah is tirchosay merube. So that is the svara. Afilo, everything is l'tzayrich yontif. One is not permitted to bake a pas merube, and either has to be done in two shifts or through two bakers. But one alone should not undertake to bake a pas merube, shminei shetechos merube. That is svaras beishamai, and beifilul is matter. Tane bepesach koi. So the Gemara answered that really it is not a Pesach dike machloikis, it's a Yontif dike machloikis. So the Gemara said, Tana be Pesach koi, Taimed loy mishani hochi bereish arve psochim, the porich my irya arve psochim, it said, arve psochim samach lemincha lo yoichol ad shetach shach, so the Gemara says, my irya arve psochim, afilo arve shabosos yomim toivim nami. So why didn't the Gemara answer, einacha nami? He was at a Pesach, he said this halacha. Yeshleim adosam porich mishabist, ave b'chol shavua, lo shach l'shnu, nakad ave psochim mishim detane b'pesach koi. This is, each week you have an Erev Shabbos, so modne to say that mishim tane b'pesach koi. Masha'en came by Yomim Toivim, he was by one of the Yomim Toivim. Tano Rabbonon Yoitzin Bepas Nekiye. One is Yoitze Bepas Nekiye. Now that is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though it's soilless, and even though there'd be a Svara to say that this is not Melechem Oni, Afal Pike. Yoitzin Bepas Nekiye. Uba Hadro. Yoitze Bepas Hadro. Now here the Dvar Shmuel asks a Shaila. He asks, what is the Chiddush of Hadro? Like this, before we had a Baraisa, the Baraisa says, I would think you can only be Yoitze Hadro. You can't be Yoitze, but Taker, Hadro L'Cheres Poshet. Now, the way we said before, according to Rashi, if we will assume that Hadro means it's pas muson, so then we had a chiddush that we had a chiddush that even though it doesn't have a teiras lechem legabi chalo, it's a chiddush of lechem oni. So then it's a gvaldike chiddush. So fakir tzakuf is the chiddush that you yoitzim bepas Hadro, that you don't need the lechem that has a teiras lechem legabi chalo. You don't need that lechem by matzah there's a lechem oni which is also sufficient. But that is if you learn like Rashi, and that is pshat and Rashi. But if you learn, he said this other rishonim, that they learned that speaking about that you have the flour is a mixture of soilus and musan and subin and everything together, and that has a teiras lechem. What is the Chiddush Yoitzin Bepas Hadro? So it could be, the Chiddush is as follows. The month mentioned is a Magna Vrom and Simen Tofnun Dalet Sifkotn Aleph that clears a shaila if Musin is Boli de Chimutz. If Musin is something that Boli de Chimutz, we had a Hekish that that in order to be mekaymetz with matzah, you need a grain that's boli dechimutz. That's why we're mamayit oiris v'doichin, which is not boli dechimutz. So the Magen Avraham closed it for a shayla. The Magen Avraham says, Odo zeis gespart. So he brings a raya from Pas Hadro. Pas Hadro, according to Rashi, Pas Hadro means that it's made out of muson, so you see that muson is boli dechimutz, or he wants to say, or it's sufficient that you have a mean that's boli dechimutz. You have a mean that means even though this particular chelik of the grain is not boli dechimutz, this isa was not boli dechimutz, but you have a mean that's boli dechimutz, and that is sufficient. He once mentioned the chakire, if the necessity is a mean that's boli dechimutz, or you need the isa alone has to be boli dechimutz. So al koponim, so could be we have chidushim here also. We have a chidush that could be either the chidush that the muson alone is boli dechimutz, because in the kezayis that you're eating, a part of the kezayis is muson. So if muson is not boli dechimutz, so how could you be yaitza with muson? So although that goof is the chidush that Mulsan is Boli Dechimut, or since Mulsan is a mean that's Boli Dechimut, you do not need that the Issa Mitzav Atzmoy should be Boli Dechimut. So, younger man wanted to say a very geschmacke teretz. We had mentioned the third Mahalach in Pas Hadro, that the Ramban says that it means that it's from kernels that were metaloin, that were chewed up kernels, and there was grade B kernels. That's called Pas Hadro. So he wanted to say, could be, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that in Simen Reishai and Beis, the Yayin Shereichoi Ra Umegule, a yayin that has a bad reyach, and is magula ein yoitzin mitzvah skiddish afilo b'diyebet. And why do you yoitze? Mishim akriveyu no lefecho secho. Hayirtzecho, that means using grade B materials for a mitzvah, that's a gnai for the mitzvah. Akriveyu no lefecho secho. Would you use this as a present for a sar? You wouldn't give this to a sar. Hayirtzecho. That's the Novi Tainis, and the Yidin were makrib, the Piseach, the Balimumim, they were makrib for Kabonis. Would you do such a thing for Asaf? So I would think perhaps if we're speaking about a pas that is made out of wormy chitim, wormy kernels, I would think perhaps you're not Yoitze, Akriveyun Olaf Echel Secho. And so why is it, so maybe it's not telling us a chiddush. Could be the reason it is good is because it's better than this yayin shereichoi ra megula. It doesn't fall into the category. Or perhaps we could again use the svar of the prichodosh, lechem oni. We have a gzeres hakosev of lechem oni that everything that falls into the category of lechem oni is usable for mitzvahs matzah. But upon them, so we have a shtikul chiddush. Yoitzim Bahadro. Ubesriken ametzuyorim bepesach. Sriken ametzuyorim. So Rashi says, Matzis ametzuyoris. Afalpi. Shomur katchila also, the Yevet Shapir Domi. We'll have soon that you're not allowed to make Matzis metzuyoris, because since it takes too much time in being mitzayah, the matzah might be boli dechimus. Afal pi kein, b'dievad yoyitze. Afal pi she'omru ein oisin tzrik na mitzuyorim bepesach, afal pi kein, b'dievad, if you made it, yoyitze. Omar, Rav Yehuda, dover ze shol baitis ben zunin lechachomin. Mibneima omru ein oisen srikenam tziyorim bepesach. Yes, the chachamim, what's wrong? Omru loy mibnei sho isho shoye oleho umachmatzta. Because it takes time to you make the form, you make the tzir what you want, and in the meantime will become chometz. Omar lehem, so zoin, baitis ben zoinin est, efshe yasenu bitfus, v'yikivenu kiven. You could make a form, and you don't have to make it by hand, and the form right away, you'll put this form over the matzah, and you'll have your tzir right away, and then it could happen quickly. So why did they ask her? Omru lo, yoimru kol asrikin asurim asrikin baitis mutorim. You have such a form. Not too many people have such forms. So Memele, so Chazal couldn't make chilukim that this one yod, this one ish. So therefore, since most people don't have forms, so Memele they asked it. Omer Rabbi Lozo Bar Tzodik, pam achas nichnasti acher abo lebeis am gamliel. Yes, veiviu lofonov srikim ametziyorim bepesach. And they brought Srikim Amatziyor. Omartis, I said, Abe, loikach omru chachomim ein oisen Srikim Tziyorim bepesach. Omali, bni, loi shal kol odom omru, elo shal nachtunim omru. He says, no, when they answered, they only answered Srikim Tziyorim of nachtunim. And nachtunim, he's doing this for business. So if he's doing it for business, it has to be perfect. It has to look nice. So memela, so therefore, he makes sure that it should look nice, and ben kach become chometz. But by Rabbi Gamliel, these were amateurs. It wasn't a professional job. It didn't have to be so perfect. So memela, what's given is given. So memela, on that, they won goyza. Ike da amri, ochi kom alei. Loi shal nachtumim amru, elo shal kol odom. Punkt verkehrt. A nachtoim is take mutter. But kol odom is us. A nachtoim verkehrt, they're professionals and they have the tools. So memela by them it goes quick. So nachtumim, they didn't asa. Shal kol odom, they asa. Zogt Rashi. Sherei roiv nachtumim ein lahen oisei defus. Roiv nachtumim don't have this defus. Loi shall kol odom omru, lesser, the balabai is oisei son la'atzmein echoishish liyaf oisei kol kach. Ve'ein oisei aleihem. Elo shall nachtumim oisei limke. They're doing it for business. Umakpidem al noyon, vishoyin al tziyuron. So dafke nachtumim is awesome. Ike da amri, loy shal nachtumim omru leser, shiril gilin ubikiyim bedovo, v'yesh lohen defusim. They do have defusim. The Rosh seems to learn that Emerson is a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim. He says, it would seem before, from Rashi Zichar, it would seem like that. Shall baitis ben zaynin lachachomin em omay naisen srikim et shom bepesach. So yes, efshi yasenu betfus. Omru lo yem kol srikim nasun srikim baitis mutorim. So Rashi says, shrei roiv nachtumim ein lahem oisoi defus. So it would seem the pashtis that the chachomim asad afilu shal nachtumim. The second lashon of the Gemara says, punkt verkehrt, nachtumim amuter. And Rashi says that the mutter shergilin ubekiyim bedov yeshlem tfusim. They have some sort of a tfus. Maybe oisei tfus they don't have. But they have tfusim and they're bekim, and that is sufficient. We shouldn't be chayish. Or maybe according to the Sfasem Mestachsimo wants to say, could be it's no machlokes, maybe according to the second Loshen. So maybe Baitis Ben Zunim was asking that it should be mutza for Balabatim. That they told the Maestis that Yoimro Srike Baitis Mutorim and everyone else, it will be also. Omar Rav Yosi, Oisen Srikin Kemin Rikikin. And Oisen Srikin Kemin Gluskois. Rav Yosi seems to make a different pshar. He says it matters on the thickness of the matzah. If it's a thin matzah, Oisen, let's see what Rashi says. Oisen Srikin Mitzayorim Kemin Rikikin Obavachi Udak in the Klushin. Dein Memarin Lahachmitz, you don't have too much dough together, so it won't become chometz right away. Aboloi mitzairen esa ovim kigluskois, temitoich oivion machmitzin b'shia mu'etes. The thicker the matzah is, the quicker it becomes chometz. Tano rabono, hasufgonim v'hadufshonim v'skeritin v'chalas ha-meseiros ha-medume pturim minachala. Here we're speaking about Pturim in a Machal. Let us see exactly what the cases are. Hasufgonim asuyim kesvug. It's a spongy type of a dough. Badufshonim mutugonim bedvash. It's fried. Vekulon min lechem. Veiskeritin asuyim ketzapiches. The metagaminen iskeritun. Shaloshin isoson raka miyoi. It is an isa raka. Hameseiros targum shal machvas. This was made in a pan. Pturim in achalam. So the reason all these cases are potter, dechsiv ba'acholchem mi lechem ha'oretz, ba'hani lav lechem ninu ulekamei meforish taima. The Gemara will explain later why this does not fall into the category of lech. Vahamedume. So that's this. Sufganim, Dufshonim, Iskeritin, Chalas HaMeseiris. Is that's the chesaron over here is because it doesn't have a shame lechem. The bli lerake, and it never gets a shame lechem. After it is edible already, it doesn't get a shame lechem. Vahamedume. Chulin shenofla truma l'seichon, potter. Chulin, that truma fell into it, potter. The torimo truma ksiv v'loi shekpar hoyo truma. Now, Rashi is telling us a lomdus over here, a drash, that the chale, the posik, that says one is mechuyev to be mafrish chale, it says torimu truma. You should be mafrish a truma. So from this we learn that chale is called a truma, that you should make it truma. So we have a drash that something that was once truma, or is truma, cannot become chale. Truma cannot become chale. So let us be migashim a little dinyan. Let's say you have a pound of chulin and the ounce of trume, the flour, let's say, fell in, got mixed up into this pound of trume. So that's called medume. It becomes bottle, doesn't become bottle beroy, with rabbanon zicher, spemeya. So you have medume. So now, this ounce of trume that fell in, which is mixed up with the rest of the flour, and is now part of the isa, this ounce can't become challah. That's good. That's kasha being zadrosha. Tarimu trume ksi v'loy shekvar hoyu. You have to make trume, but something that is trume, you can't make it challah. If there's a kedusha trume, you can't make it challah. So there's a very big problem, but the problem is, good, that can't become challah. But you have here chulin over here. Yeah, let's make it a little better. Let's give you 5 pounds of challah. 1 pound of, 1 pound of flour, you're not mechuyav b'challah. But let's say you have 5 pounds of challah. Five pounds of flour. There's a chi of challah. And the truma shaboy can't become challah. But what patels the rest of the chulin? You have chulin here also. Why isn't the chulin chayav b'challah? This kasha the Rabbeinu David asks on Rashi and the Rishonim ask. There are a few terutzim on this kasha. First, the Rabbeinu David wants to say, he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said it is speaking about that roiv of the mixture is trume. That means, let's say, if we have 5 pounds of flour, 3 pounds are trume, and 2 pounds are chulin. That's a bad mushel. Let us say we have 15 pounds. Let's say that you have even a sheer challah of chulin alone. Let's say you have 15 pounds. If we assume 5 pounds is chayav b'challah, so you have 15 pounds of flour, 5 are chulin, 10 are trume. So, what is good? So, the Rabbeinu David says, in the Yerushalmi it says it becomes bottle. That the chulin becomes bottle to the trume. Exactly what pshat in this bittel, it could be the bittel is that just like trume is not mechuyev b'challah, because it says torimu trume v'loy shekvah hoye trume, so the chulin also loses its chiyev. Before it was mechuyev b'challah, now it becomes bottle. But that's an akimte, and it's speaking about roiv trume. There's a second mahalach. The second mahalach is we are speaking about you have a shir mitzumtzum. That means, let us say, if the shir afroshes challah is only 5 pounds, less than 5 pounds, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So if we have exactly 5 pounds, and we have a few ounces of trume, so there's no chiyuv challah because you have a shir mitzumtzum, and the trume cannot be mashlam the shir. Again, this is an akimta. We're speaking about a shir mitzumtzum. Then the Rabbeinu David says the third mahalach, and Taisvus and Nida says the same mahalach, which is a very mechudishtik and a yisaidistik mahalach. That they say that Taisvus and Nida daf mem zayin says as follows, that this halacha that says that medume is potter min achale, Bedum is potter min achalah, is speaking about that, Bedum is potter min achalah, is speaking about, according to the man the Omar that holds that challah bizman azaz darabonim. That's number one. The whole chi of challah is darabonim. And yesod number two is, Taisa says, amoyre deki yesod, that the gather of medume. We understand that what is pshat medume? Pshat is if trume falls into chulin, you're not allowed to eat the taruvis because it's not bottle, so I may come to eat the trume. Taisa says no. The gather of medume is that midarabonon, they said, the whole thing gets a shame trume. That means midarabonon, the whole thing becomes trume. That is the gather of medume. The whole thing becomes trume. So memele, if the whole thing becomes trume, so memele, so therefore it's potter min achala. They says the gather of medume is that midarabonon, the chulin gets a shame trume midarabonon. So if midarabonon the chulin gets a shame trume, so therefore the chulin, so therefore in the chiv chalas midarabonon. So it's potter min Chala, because midrabonon trume is potter min achala. But that is a gewaldike chiddush, that the gather of medume is that the chulin gets a shame trume. Tachstach me, if I'm not mistaken, either Rav Shimon says this teretz, or maybe someone says this teretz. There's a gemorin bobekame. The Gemara in Baba Kama says from the Chav Dalet Oves Nezikin, one of the Chav Dalet Oves Nezikin is Hamedame. Now, what is the mazik of Hamedame? That means that someone went over to a Yisroel's, Yisroel had tvua, and he threw in some truma there, he added. But this is a b'chinah for kam ha-moisev gereya, that by being ma'ariv, the truma and the chuma, now he can't eat his chuma. So it's one of the chavdal dovas nazik. It's a mazik, odom a mazik. So Rab Shimon asks a beautiful kasha. He brings a gemara. The gemara says that someone shechted a behema for someone else. There was a shechet that shechted a behema for someone else. And there was a suffix in the shechita. There was a suffix at the kosher shechita now. So they paskin to the Bala Bahima as follows. So they paskin like this. That he should be considered a mazik. You can't consider him a mazik because maybe it's a good shechita. But that you should eat it, I wouldn't tell you to eat it either because maybe it's a bad shechita. So shteit ha-meir de kechidish, that even though legabi lemaise, he's not allowed to eat it, but he's not considered a mazik. That means even though lamais, he won't eat it, and the behemoth, it goes down the drain. He's not allowed to eat it. But you can't be mechayiv the mazik because the whole reason you're not allowed to eat it because misafik. But there's a tzad, maybe it's kosher. So as long as there's a tzad that it's kosher, he's not called a mazik. A mazik means someone that destroyed what you had. That's called a mazik. He made it in such a matzav you can't eat it. But he didn't destroy it because he wasn't mazikit. That would mishum chesor and yediyah. You can eat it. That doesn't make him a mazik. As I say in the Gemara, now go to Leitzer. Frekt Rav Shimon, a beautiful kasha. Frekt Rav Shimon. So, Hamedame, why is Hamedame a mazik? What did I do wrong? You had 100 pounds of chulin. So I threw in an extra pound of truma. Now you have a problem. Chulin is because maybe this is truma. But I never was mazik your chulin. I never was mazik your chulin. The chulin lamais is still edible. But you can't eat because maybe you're eating the truma now. So why are you chai about mazik? This is much better than over there by a sheikhet. By a sheikhet is a suffix. Maybe I made it right. If I will pee, can you not consider a mazik? Because maybe it's kosher. Here your chulin is ikhe kosher. You're not allowed to eat it because maybe you're eating the truma. But why am I considered a mazik on your chulin? But the way we mention now from Tosfos in Masechtas Nidah, the Bnei David also says the same yesod, that the gather of Medam is Midarabonan, they gave the whole thing a shame Truma. Midarabonan, the whole thing is Truma. That's why the whole thing is part of Minachale. The Chulan is also part of Minachale. So if a Kerta, Medam is an echte mazik. I made your Chulan Truma. Before you had Chulan, and now you have Truma. So Memela, so therefore, it's like one of the Chavdaot, obviously Nezikit. Zog de Gemara weiter. Mai chalas hamasreisa. What is chalas hamasreisa? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ze cholot shel balei batim. This is cholot shel balei batim. So Rashi says, einoi nase ketikun lechem. The Rabbi Nedovit says it's speaking about that we call it, we know, a scalding water. That forget with the water alone, he made a concoction. He mixed up the flour and the water, and it was scalding water, and he made some type of a doughy substance, and perhaps it got cooked through the scalding water, and this was a type of a machel, but doesn't have a teres lechem. Ein nasa ketikun lechem. Amar Resh Lakish, halolu maise ilfesein. So now Resh Lakish is saying that all these siyurim, sufganim, dufshanim, miskeritin, halolu maise ilfesein. This is speaking about, they never were baked, they were cooked or whatever was done with them, perhaps baked also in a pan. So this doesn't have a teiras lechem. Lechem is dafke, the end result that comes out of a tanu. But something that was made in an ilfis, in a pan, that doesn't have a teiras lechem. Ve Rabbi Yochanan Omar, maise ilfis chayovim. And Ilfis is Chaye. Vahalolu, here it's speaking about Shason Bechama. That the Sidgonim and Dufshonim were baked in the sun. That doesn't get a Teres Lech. Sitrashi, Reishlokish Akulu Koi Vlav Laflugi Ad Rabishua Ben Levios. Maise Ilfis saying, Lefikach Lav Lechemu. The Kosovo in Lechem Eloha Ofui Betano. Kedersiv lachmechem betano rechot. Vahalolo lochi pturim, lefishason, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, bechamo voloi bu'u. Was made bechamo voloi bu'u. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meisve. Hasufgonim, vadufshonim, viskeritin, hason beilfes, chayovim, chayov. If they were made be'ulfis, they're be'chamo p'turim. The mamish astira teresh lokish, yufted Rab Shimon ben Lokish. Homa ule oma locho Rab Shimon ben Lokish, hoche be'may askinon, shehirtiach lebesoif hidrik. This baraisa that says that it has a teres lechem, speaking about that the ulfis was preheated. And after you had a hot ilfis, then you were madvik the isa to the ilfis, so that's similar to a tanu. So the end result is similar to the baking process of a tanu. Avol hidvik ulubisayfer tiach. But what are you saying? Avol hidvik ulubisayfer tiach. What happens if he put the isa into a cold tanu? And then he warmed it up, he heated it up. So that's what Reish Lakish holds, that is, that was never Teres Tanu. My, Hochi Nami de Pturim. So according to Reish Lakish, this is Potter. Adetoni Seif Ason Bechame Pturim. The Seif says, Ason Bechame Pturim. Livlik, so why does the Barais have to tell us? The only case of Ptur is, Ason Bechame, Livlik Velisni Bidido. Bamed vorem amurim kegoin shirtich lebsayf hidvik. Then it is chayev. Avol hidvik lebsayf hirtiach pturim. And the gemara chsuri mechsel b'hochik toni. Bamed vorem amurim shirtiach lebsayf hidvik. Avol hidvik lebsayf hirtiach nase kemisho ason bechamo upturim. Then it has a din kemisho ason bechamo upturim. Einachanami. Zog die Gemara weiter. Toshma, yoitzin b'matzo hino. A person is yoitze b'matzo hine, b'matzo hosuye b'ilfes. Again, akashan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that a matzo hosuye b'ilfes does never teres lechem, and here it says it's teres lechem. And with the Gemara, hachinami shirtiach lo b'soif hidvik. It's also speaking about Hirtiach Lepsayf Hidvik. Zut the Gemara, my Matzehine, what is this case of Matzehine? Omar Abiyudah Mashmul called that Matzehine means that it is not completely baked. Omar Abiyudah Mashmul kol shepirso, he'll break the Matzeh, ve'in chutim nimshochim heimeno, and it doesn't, it's not like chewing gum, that it doesn't stretch, the chutei habotzek does not stretch. That means it is baked sufficiently that after breaking it, there won't be chutim nimshochim. So memele, so that is a simin, that it is enough baked, that it has a peres lechem. Is a peres lechem, not a miyotzebi dei chivosoi. Chazanish says, by our matzahs, he brings up Sagamor and Menoches. When do we know when it's enough to like this? It's when one looks at the matzah as soon as it comes out of the tanner. Was it baked enough? Was it not baked enough? Chazanish says, from the Gemor and Menoches, it would seem that if it does not fold over, that is a simon that is baked enough. That means it doesn't have to be completely baked. It could still be soft, but it has a teiris lechem already. As long as you don't have, you need chutim nimshochim. As long as you don't have chutim nimshochim, that is the simen. If it has enough of a backbone, so to say, that it doesn't, when you're taking it off, it will not bend over. It can hold that, it holds itself flat. So that way it was baked enough for it. Omar Rove v'chein lachmei toida. Lachmei toida also is, if it's hin already, and it's perso v'ein chutim nimshochim en. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Ochel lechem ksib, ochel lechem ksib. So if it has a teres lechem, l'gabi matzah sheba teres lechem, l'gabi lachmei toida. So the Gemara says, ma'o de teim ohoil achsiv v'hikriv mimenu echot mikol kolben, echot shalo yitoil polos, that they gave from the lachmei toida, there were four minim. And there was 10 in each mean, and one of each 10 was given to the Kohen, one from each was given to the Kohen. So he learned, Echot Shleitel Poros, V'Ochi Kemand the Prise Damye. I would think, since this is a very fluky matzah, so for Lachmei Toide, it shouldn't be good, but Kemand the Prise Damye, Kemash Malon, that as long as on the Chutim Nimshochim, it is good for Lachmei Toide. אחד מכל קולן תרומה להשם לכהן הזרק. הבוס מינים היו בו של עשר עשר חלס, מכל מיני מין היש נכד לכהן, והשאר לביילם, וכסיב אחד שלא ייתן לי פרוס. Now, we skipped over a תייסוויס בכוונה, and אף למד בו ומד בית, and before we learned that תייסוויס, let us just see the middle that will appreciate what Taisa says on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. We have a Taisa Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. The Taisa is the Kuli Alme. Now this Taisa is the Kuli Alme. If we look in the middle of the Taisa, Vayim Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Vayim Rabbeinu Tam. If one will go towards the left and look in the Gemara, the two lines of the Gemara start, you have two lines, Pturim. That's a little bit after the half of the Amud. So now you go back to your right, you have in the Tosfos, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, this, you say this to the Rabbeinu Tam. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. This machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if an ilfis, it was made in a ilfis, which is hidbik l'sefer tiach. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a teres lechem. And according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't have a teres lechem. So the Rabbeinu Tam davke b'bli losei rake pligi. The whole machloikis was that you had a blila rake, you had a lusto. The Rabbi Yechon in Sova, so the, als the blila itzicha doesn't have a teres lechem. Rabbi Yechon in Sova afi yosei beilfis hosei lechem, but the baking in the ilfis makes it for lechem. The violet doesn't have a teres lechem before the afi and the ilfis. No, the afi and the ilfis gives it a teres lechem. So memele, so he holds an ilfis as a teres tano v'chayu v'chale. Reish Lakish Sova ein hosei lechem upotel. Reish Lakish holds an ilfis that's hidbik l'b'sefer tich, doesn't have a teres tano, so doesn't make a lechem. Avol, b'li losoi ove, but if you have a thick dough, kula alme moide de chayim bechale, that it is chayim bechale, afilu al yedei mashke, afilu was cooked. Tyson says before, the homach lekes habiech me Reish Lakish, by ilfis is being about there's no mashke. It's just a dry pan. So that's similar to baking. But if you have something that's donuts or something, so that it's roasting and it's frying and it's a deep fry, right? That doesn't have a teiras. That doesn't have a teiras lechem afil according to Rabbi Yechonim. So Taisa says that is only if it was a blila rake. But it was a blila ove kol alma moide dechayim bechala afil a yedei mashke. And Taisa says later it's so called lechem. And you'll even make a mitzi on it, and we'll see Meredik Echidushim Yil Tzashem when we learn the Taisvist Lamed Zayin Amid Beit. Now, let us go to Taisvist Af Lamed Vov Amid Beit, the bottom Taisvist. Prat Lecholot. We had over here in the beginning of the Sugya that we were Mamayit from Lechem Oini Cholot. We said Cholot was scalded was scalded with boiling water, and this was nismayit from matzah, it's pasul matzah, because it's not lechem oini. Zot toisvis, mashmed the cholet avi lechem, elod lehavi lechem oini. Pahod amrinem besomoch maichalas amasreiso, cholot shel bali batim. Mashmed lehavi lechem mid the potem in a chalot. So Taisvis asks Amora de Kekash. So Taisvis asks the Gemara, says later, that it's potem in a chalas hamas reiso, which one? That's cholut shel bali batim. That's speaking about, so it doesn't have a teres lechem, it's potem in a chalas. And here, so it doesn't have a teres lechem. Doesn't have a teres lechem. Well, she said, klo ein and nasik et tikan lechem, that's why it's potem in a chalas. So there it says it doesn't have a teres lechem, and here it says the chesaron is because it's not lechem oni. Bai says it is a lechem, but it's not lechem oni. Now before we see Tosfos teretz, it's a beautiful teretz of the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says as follows. Rabbeinu David says, later in the Gemara it's speaking about that they made a dough and a concoction out of they had scalding water and flour, and by boiling this up, they made a type of a machel. It looked like a donut, whatever it was. So he said, but there was no baking whatsoever. Forget it was cooked in this boiling water. You had boiling water and you cooked something, made a dough and you cooked it in the water. So that doesn't have a teres lechem. Here he says, we're speaking about that the flour was scalded. That purifies the flour, that makes the flour very white, and then later they made a matzah out of it. So there the chalita made it a teiras machel, and the machel is not lechem. That's what the Ramban wants to answer. Here we're speaking about that the chalita only whitened the flour, and they made it very rich looking, but later you made a regular matzah. That's how the Ramban answers. But let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis asks Astira. So Taisvis answers as follows. L'kamen mayri b'lilosai rake k'moyshe aforish lifnim. So Taisvis says, we just learned now that Taisvis d'af lamazayna with beis, that when do you need the process of afia to give it a teiras lechem, that's by b'lilosai rake. It doesn't have a teiras lechem out the gilgul ha'isa. It's a loose batter. So memele, so you need afia to give it a teiras lechem. So memele, so this cholot will not give it a teiras lechem because it's not afia. Here we're speaking about b'lilosai ova. Here we're speaking about b'lilosai ova. So memele, so b'lilosai ova has a teiras lechem already. Forget that's what Taisa said before. There's no shaila. By b'lilosai ova, you can cook it, you make a moitzi on it, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. It has a teiras lechem b'shas gilgul ha'isit. So mele, b'lila ova, so forget, so here you have a lechem, which is a lechem ashira, because it became lechem through the cholut, and it's a b'lila ova. So memele, so that's how Taisa wants to answer. Inami. Teret number two, Taisus wants to say that is speaking about that, no, the Gemara over there is speaking about, so Lechayre the Ivran Taisus is as follows. No, here it could also be speaking about Blila Rake. But there it's speaking about a Blila Rake, that the whole concoction ended up, it became a machel with the cholot. So cholot can't give it a teres pas. Here, after the cholet, they put it into the oven. So after they put it into the oven, so now it became a pas, al yidei afiyah. So now, but the Gemara says, so now it gets a teiras lechem, al yidei the shpetanik afiyah. But now there's a chason of lechem, it's not lechem only. Ach koshe, tamrinin b'acheles, af argav, the cholte meyikore, the Gemara says in acheles, even though I made chalita first, Kivin the hoder va'afye b'tana. He had something that he was choylet, and later he baked it in a tana. Oy be'ilfis lechem kerinim be. So that's good so far. That means if the cholte you made it lechem, v'hodem yoytzi yidei chevose b'pesach. So here it says, but yoytzi yidei chevose b'pesach. It's not called lechem oni. The second teretz of Taisus was that it has a teiris lechem, but it's called, the Agama says it's not lechem oni. There the Gemara says it is lechem oni. Vayimer Rabbeinu tam, the hosam nami airi biblilos airake, the koidem afiyah lav lechem uklal, v'acher afiyosi u dechoshiv lechem, v'choshiv nami lechem oini, kiven shiblilos airake. The Chazaynish explains that, the Chazaynish explains as follows, that the Rabbeinu Tam does not hold of the second Teretz of Tosfos. The second Teretz of Tosfos, the Chazaynish, was only brought down, that says like this, if you're not a Boki Bishas, you just know Mesechtes Psochim, so you could say that the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, that says that it's not Lechem, it's speaking about there wasn't a Tano. The argument Lamed Vavon Beis is speaking about that there was a Tano, then the Teretz Lechem. That means ignorance is bliss. But the minute you learn Mesechtes Yevamis, you'll see in Mesechtes Yevamis that there's another, that there the Gemara says, that if the Tano made it for Lechem, it's called Lechem Oini. There's a Meredic Alumdus. The Alumdus is as follows. That means if, and that's the difference between Ablila Ovo and Ablila Raka. Ablila Ovo, that was made Lechem. That was made a lechem through the chalite, so memele, so this belila ovo, so since it became a lechem through the chalite, so it's called matzah shire. This is called matzah shire. That's a belila ovo, because it became lechem through the chalite. Masha ein kein, the Gemara in Yevamis is speaking about, that it became lechem, it's talking about a belila rake. So it became lechem through the afiyah. The afiyah will not make it matzah shire. If the chalita gives it a teiris lechem, so the chalita gives it a teiris lechem of ashire. If afiyah gives it a teiris lechem, it has a din of lechem oni.